This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was, of course, Elvis Presley with A Little Less Conversation. It is 5:40, you're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn, and we're now joined by Dania Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. So nearly three quarters of the population of Sierra Leone struggle to get access to electricity, but now a local student has designed a device that harnesses the power of vibrations to help communities who are facing energy poverty. Dania, enlighten us.
Sierra Leone has one of the lowest access rates for electricity in the world. Only 26% of the population have access to electricity. And in rural areas, it's even lower. You know, only 6% of them have access to electricity. And most people rely on solar lanterns and dry cell batteries. So local Jeremiah Thoronka decided that he wanted to come up with a solution for this. He wanted to have clean energy for his community. So he founded his startup, Optim Energy. And through this, he developed a piezoelectric device that harnesses energy from heat, movement, and pressure. So basically, it works this way. You know, you place a device under a road where there's a lot of cars, a lot of people walking by, and it basically absorbs the vibrations created. So this generates an electric current. In essence, people don't know when they're producing energy. And, you know, it doesn't require batteries or a connection to an external power source to function. And an added device is, you know, unlike renewable energy like wind or solar, it doesn't rely on weather conditions to produce electricity. And Optim Energy actually ran a pilot program using two of the devices, and they were able to provide power free of charge to 150 households and also to 15 schools to over 9,000 students.
And what's cool, I think, about the program is that it could be used really anywhere in the world where there's heavy traffic, and it supports other activities, right? Like schools and, you know, just living in a household in an environmentally friendly way.
You know, exactly. And just going back to the pilot program itself, Thoronka says that because, you know, there was street lighting available, safety in the area improved. So businesses felt safer to stay open later in the evening. And they also had, you know, deforestation falling because people no longer needed firewood to heat their homes. And Thoronka actually won the Commonwealth Youth Award earlier this year because of this device. And he won a prize about 12,000 ringgit. And he plans to use this money to start deploying this device in cities and coastal regions. And, you know, hopefully we'll see him get more funding for this. So by 2030, Optim Energy intends to provide power to 100,000 people. And they also hope to power health clinics in Sierra Leone, especially hospitals in busy areas. Because I think one thing we can say from the pandemic is that it highlights how important it is to have these facilities up and running. And, you know, as cities continue to grow, there will be huge potential to harness energy generated from movement and vibrations. And I was thinking, you know, if we were to sort of have this technology here in Malaysia, where would we place it? You know, what high traffic places could we target? You know, I was thinking maybe like schools or maybe like public transport stations like LRT or MRT. As well,
I'm just thinking the roads in front of every one of our malls. Really, I mean, and on a weekend, power will probably power an entire city. I don't know anything about the science behind this. I'm just assuming.
That's true. Also, it sort of conjured like this image of people having flash mobs a lot. I don't know why. Just like, now that we know it's going to help, let's all just do one.
Once the pandemic is over,
once
and we can all go out.
Once the pandemic is over,
let us know what you think about this idea of energy from the movements we make, traffic, walking around, vibrations. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.